You're listening to Afternoons with the Grooves here on Douglas County's hit music station, I-101. In the studio, we got a couple of special guests. We have Kelly and we have Skyla. Kelly, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Kelly Trinkle from Geneva Academy.
And Skyla, give us your full name.
Hi, I'm Skyla Stokes and I'm in fifth grade.
Perfect. Well, welcome to the I-101 studios, you guys. And you came in this afternoon to let us all know about something coming up this Friday. All right. So, Kelly, why don't you go ahead and aim that microphone a little bit at you and tell us a little bit of what's going on. Then I got some questions for Skyla.
Okay. Well, Geneva Academy student body of 145 K-12 students will be packing 10,000 meals on Friday morning for a project we're calling Feed the Need.
And is there any assistance that you guys are going to need? Give us a little bit of information, because I know that there's some Douglas County residents that may not even know what Geneva Academy is. What do you guys do? Who do you serve? What's the age group of your students? That sort of thing.
Geneva Academy is a private Christian school here in Roseburg. We have kindergarten through 12th grade.
We teach classical
education.
Perfect. And as far as an event like this, and I have never heard of an event this big being put on by students. Have you heard of anything like this being done before?
No, not in Oregon. We have come across other Christian schools who have done this sort of.
So what inspired you guys to take something on like this?
Well, our school board was looking for a way to fundraise for the school, and we came across this idea where instead of selling candy bars,
right,
or cookie dough with a 55% overhead, we can do this serve-a-thon style fundraiser that raises money. It'll raise money for our math and science programs, and it has a give back aspect. So the kids are hands-on, asking for sponsors from businesses and individuals, and they get to give back 10,000 meals, and they'll have hands-on impact in this on Friday at our packing party.
Sure, they're literally the reason that these meals are getting put together is the mm-hmm. students at the school, correct? So who are these meals being made for? Where are these meals going? Are they going to community members? Are they going to like seniors meals on wheels type deal, or what's going on with them?
We are packing 10,000 meals. 8,500 are going to specific schools and orphanages in Haiti. There are about 2,800 children that are served annually through our ministry partners. And then we are also keeping back 1,500 meals to donate to five different agencies here in Roseburg: Salvation Army, Casa de Belen, Safe Haven, Maternity Home, Fish Food Pantry. I'm missing one.
We talked about this earlier. I think it was the Roseburg Dream Center.
Yes, Roseburg Dream Center. They are so excited about making these hot meals and using it in their Under the Bridge ministry.
And I love that your local businesses that you just were referring to that can donate to this, they can donate by a number of ways.
Mm-hmm.
There's a couple ways to get a hold of you guys as well. But I love that the meals are going to the Roseburg Dream Center and Casa de Belen. These are all programs that we've had in here on our show, and these are all great things that we love having that kind of community support for our youth. And I think that it's a fantastic way for you guys to raise money. So, Skyla, what do you think about this kind of a project?
I think Feed the Need is a good way for us as Americans to give of what we have a lot of, which other people don't.
And that's true, because sometimes food waste even is a big issue, and the stuff we throw away, it would be able to feed like a third world country. So that's interesting, and I agree with you completely. Can you tell me a little bit more about what's going on down there in Haiti?
Well, Haiti is is the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere, and three-fourths of the population live on about $2 a day.
Really?
And has suffered a lot of earthquakes and political turmoil.
So what have you done for this particular project, which is going to help Haiti, but what have you done to help out?
I've asked people to fundraise so we can pack the meals and send them to Haiti.
So when you go out fundraising, do you have to go door to door to like homes and houses, or you're going to the businesses, or do the businesses come to you once they hear about what's going on?
Well, some of them we go to, like most of them we text.
And let them know that you're on your way, and most of them I'm hoping are very supportive of you guys
mm-hmm.
for the most part.
Yes.
Okay. Have you been learning anything from the Feed the Need work?
I've learned how blessed we Americans are, and I think Feed the Need is a good way for us to get in the giving spirit, even though it's not Christmas.
Sure. Yeah, that's true. And a lot of people like to donate food to the food pantries and things at Thanksgiving or Christmas, but the hunger is a year-round problem. Yeah? Would you agree?
Yes.
What would you say to people when you ask them to help support this situation?
Well, I'd ask them to consider supporting, because any amount of money can make a difference.
Like even a dollar, right?
Yeah.
Some people are like, oh, I just don't have enough money. I don't really want to support it. Yeah, forget that. Because if you have a dollar to spend on a coffee in the morning, you could probably help this program, correct?
Yes.
That's right. Anyone interested in supporting this in Denver, this endeavor, Kelly, can they get a hold of the school through the telephones, or is there a particular way that you guys want them to contact you guys?
Sure. If they want to call the school, they can ask if they can come join us on Friday. Our number is 541-637-7500. If you want to donate to support what we're doing, you can text Geneva to 71777.
Is that G-E-N-E-V-A?
Yep.
Okay, perfect.
Yep.
So that again is Geneva to 71777 if you want to text that information. This support is extremely necessary, you guys. This is, like you said, hunger. It's not just a Douglas County thing. It's not just an Oregon thing. It's all over, and you guys are helping out Haiti, not to mention some local organizations, which is very cool. So Feed the Need is going on this Friday, the 28th, at 8:30 p.m. or a.m.?
A.m.
At a.m., and is that happening there at the Geneva Academy?
It is.
Academy?
It's at our Vine Street campus across from Jolene Middle School.
Is there a specific address for those who might have to Google it?
2152 Northeast Vine Street.
Perfect. So that's the information you need. Again, if you guys want to help out with the hands-on portion, give Kelly a call or a text message. If you want to donate, text message Geneva to 71777. All businesses are encouraged to participate and help out the Feed the Need program going on at the Geneva Academy. Kelly, Skyla, I appreciate you guys coming in this afternoon and chatting with me right here on Afternoons with the Groobs.